Last weekend, a crowd of picture book fans got a chance to meet award-winning author Kate DiCamillo and illustrator and part-time Burlington resident Harry Bliss. VPR's Amy Noyes was among them.
It's not every day that kids get to meet their favorite children's book creators and a semi-famous dog. But that's exactly what happened for a theater full of Kate DiCamillo and Harry Bliss fans in Burlington over the weekend. The author and illustrator were there to talk about their new picture book collaboration, Good Rosie. The book is about one dog's adventures and learning how to make friends. While Rosie is a fictional dog, a good deal of inspiration came from illustrator Harry Bliss's dog Penny, who charmed her young audience in Burlington. But talking before the show, DiCamillo and Bliss knew they would be upstaged.
You know that old adage, children and dogs, right? You're always going to be showing up. So, like, clearly Penny will steal the show.
She'll steal the show.
Yeah.
DiCamillo and Bliss have collaborated in the past, but this book was different. Usually a publisher assigns an artist to illustrate an author's manuscript. But in this case, the two knew they wanted to work together on a dog book. And so Bliss sent some sketches to DiCamillo, and those inspired the story. They were on the same page, so to speak.
We share a dog sensibility.
Well, Kate's the only one I trust to do that. I trust her to see into the motivation of the drawings that I sent to her. It's true, we do have a very similar sensibility.
That sensibility is certainly appreciated by the self-appointed star of the show. That's what she does. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.